The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve up in here, Dom.
Happy Friday Eve to you, Crudy Rich, working hard on the board. Our fair audience, join us anytime today, 844-967-2789.
Dom, lots of headlines we're looking forward to. Joe Biden was in France to commemorate D-Day, and we will play you some of the sound of President Joe Biden a little bit later in the show. Also, Dom, Steve Bannon, take your ass to prison. He will not be attending the 4th of July fireworks this year, Dom. But no. He could be at the Barrymore Theater on June 27th. You all could be. It's free. We're going to have a pre-presidential debate and roundtable, and then a presidential watch party and a little commiseration. No cost. It's free to get in, although bring cash for the bar and donations at the door, but you can all be there. June 27th, that's a Thursday night, could be the last blowout of the summer, or the only one. You can't tell, Dom. We don't have a bar partner currently.
Well, I'm sure we'll make do. We have bar partners, just none of them are official, Michael. Yes, come down to the show. We look forward to seeing all of our friends, and presumably the debate will go on, but you know,
I don't know why you keep hedging, man. I told the Barrymore Theater earlier today it's full speed ahead, rain or shine.
I get that, but if there's no debate, man, I mean, Donald Trump,
well, we just couldn't have a party
for there to be a debate, right? Oh, sure, we could, but Donald Trump, in order to have a debate,
but the party's going on either way. I'm just declaring. Party's on. You're seeing
that now. Now, that's different from what we've talked about before. You're laying it on me live now, Kurt.
No
matter what,
we commit to the party.
Okay. All right.
Because otherwise, what are we going to cancel the party? No, we're not canceling the party. We're having the party. The party's happening. Right. A political party, June 27th. It's free. We will be drinking cash bar. But, you know, presidential debate anticipated, but party with or without.
Anticipated, party certain.
Gotcha. The party for certainty. 100% there will be a party. Dom, one of the political parties thinks that, you know, the rule of law is for, let's just say, suckers and losers.
Losers, yes.
Cap Times editorial, I want to start here today. Republicans have given up on the rule of law. I would say they might have. Ron Johnson will never be accused of being the intellectual giant of the Senate.
Yeah, you think?
But he certainly has a flair for hyperbole. When a New York jury found former President Donald Trump guilty last week on 34 felony counts of falsification of business records in the first degree, Johnson announced, "After this travesty of justice, our judicial system will never be the same. How this cannot be considered the most egregious example of election interference." Trump's conviction wasn't a travesty of justice. It was justice. The wealthy and powerful man who have rarely faced consequences for his dirty dealings in business, media, and politics was held to account for his lawless behavior during the 2016 presidential campaign. And Johnson imagined that this was the most egregious example of election interference. In fact, Trump's troubles extended from his hush money payments to Stormy Daniels to prevent whatever might come from the 2016 presidential election, voters learning about his dalliance with the porn star. In other words, Trump engaged in felonious behavior to interfere with an election, got caught, and 8 years after the fact was tried and convicted for his crimes. How could Johnson get it so wrong? Simple. Rojo is a rigid partisan who always puts his party ahead of patriotism. As such, he refuses to let the facts get in the way of the groundless political spin.
Pretty the same goes for Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican from Rochester, who responded to the Trump conviction by saying, "This is a sad day for America. Today's verdict is so politically motivated that it should surprise no one that conservatives everywhere who typically revere the rule of law have now completely lost faith in their justice system for fear of political persecution or the quote-unquote crime of being Republican. Being an American used to mean that the free exchange of ideas in our political system was how you won. Now, it appears Democrats have sought to change the definition by using the justice system in the most overt, unfair way to bludgeon their political opponent. This is what happens in other countries, not the United States of America."
Are you freaking kidding me, Robin Voss? Donald Trump has been trying to take you out. There is a second recall effort afoot. I mean, hell, Trump came to Waukesha to endorse your political primary opponent in 2020, if I recall. Well, I guess it was 2022. Also here to support Tim Michaels' failed gubernatorial campaign. But Robin Voss has been on the wrong side of Donald Trump on so many issues. And Robin Voss knows in his heart of hearts, you're the guy that hired the embarrassment, the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. You hired the guy. You fired the guy. A year later, you know, after spending millions of the taxpayers' dollars. But the greater point I'm making is, how do you capitulate to this guy? They're taking you to the recall process again, Robin Voss, and yet there you are, kissing the ass of the cult leader, the Cheeto Messiah. How do you have no... Is there no ass you will not kiss, Robin Voss? I mean, really, this is the worst example of cowardice and partisanship I think I've seen recently, Dom. And I pay attention.
The Cap Times editorial continues, Curdy. Like Johnson, Voss was engaging in a hyperbole to try and obscure the fact that Trump was
not when Crudy does it.
Was convicted based on a mound of evidence, including handwritten notes from an executive at the Trump Organization, copies of checks, invoices, and vouchers, and testimony from longtime Trump retainers and associates. Notably, he referred to the prosecution of Trump as a, quote, politically motivated and persecution for the, quote, unquote, crime of being Republican. Voss didn't suggest that Trump did nothing wrong, because, of course, Trump did much that was wrong. Republicans just couldn't handle the truth, so they engaged in rank partisanship. Democrats are so desperate to keep the limelight off of President Biden's malfunctioning policy agenda that they've taken lawfare to a new low, claimed Rep. Scott Fitzgerald, Crudy, another Republican from Wisconsin, who dismissed the verdict as a weaponization of our government against political opponents.
Oh, but I heard Tom Tiffany yesterday as well. They all sing from the same hymnal, Dom.
Absolutely. The hyperbole, Crute. It wasn't our government that convicted Trump. It was a jury of citizens that were chosen after an exhaustive process in which Trump lawyers were full participants. The cynicism and hypocrisy of Johnson, Voss, Fitzgerald, and other prominent Wisconsin Republicans is frustrating. It suggests that a once great political party, which was founded 170 years ago in Ripon, Curdy, I drove by it the other day, has become nothing more than a cult of personality. It raises the question, are there any honorable Republicans left?
No!
The answer comes from Reed Ribble, the former Republican U.S. representative from Northeast Wisconsin. We had our differences with Ribble when he served in the House from 2011 to 2017. But he was always thoughtful, always willing to engage with people who did not share his ideology and partisanship, and often prepared to respond to new developments in meaningful ways. Reed's response to Trump's many convictions was wise and appropriate. Here's what he said. It's been 235 years since George Washington was elected as president of the United States. in the two centuries since. Not one of them until now has been a convicted felon. This says something about us and about the U.S. Not much of a good. We need to reevaluate who we elect. We need to do better. That is true with regard to Donald Trump, and that is true with regard to Wisconsin Republicans who defend Trump. They do their party and their country no service, according to the Cap Times editorial.
As I mentioned, Dom, the rule of law is for suckers and losers.
Right?
It bends at their will. Depends on, you know, whether they're in the crosshairs of legal prosecution or whether it's Hunter Biden, right? Because they love that prosecution. That's not lawfare. That's just, right? When it's the president's son being prosecuted, how do they explain that? How do they don't even try, do they?
No, of course
they don't
not.
Even try.
You know, it's about you know, appeasing their orange cult leader. The facts don't matter. Again, this is not a this was
Menendez,
a local DA. I know, this is what I'm saying. This is the Biden Justice Administration going after Democrats. And if the facts are there and the evidence is there, they justify an investigation, an indictment, and perhaps a conviction after the evidence is presented and everyone gets their day in court, then so be it. Are you going to sit here and say, oh, Bob Menendez, man, I'm going to defend Bob Menendez. This is an egregious da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No, of course not. Of course not. But it's the continual erosion of the trust in the system, right? Oh, now as we everything's rigged, right? Justice is rigged. The COVID facts, the COVID whole thing, that was all rigged. The elections are rigged. Hell, the healthcare system. Everything's rigged. Everything's rigged against poor, poor me, if you believe a Republican.
Dom, I think there might be one supportive of Menendez's telling of his innocence. Perhaps Samuel Alito. Because what is Menendez's legal defense, apparently?
His wife did it?
His wife did it! Blame it all on the missus. Folks, we are the devil's advocates.
Wow.
I don't have to blame it on the missus. I blame it on Dominic.
I'll take it.
Dominic! 844-967-2789. You can always join us. You know, we try to keep it legal around here, but no promises.
No promise.
Text! That also works. Some of you looking for a text word, I'll break custom. I'll tell you, I live in the greatest state ever. It is Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisco, baby.
So if you're a summer SCONY participant, Wisconsin is your word. Leave us alone. Otherwise, leave us alone on this topic.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you join the political party with us anytime, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I understand the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, has sued the city of Milwaukee over the Republican National Convention demonstration plans. And I understand Republicans are still whining it's too close. I think the ACLU is complaining it's not close enough, Dom. Coverage from the Journal Sentinel, the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee today, saying the city's plans for demonstrations during the Republican National Convention violate the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Oh, you're going to bring up that inconvenient thing.
I mean, you know, long as it's not the second.
Dominic, the lawsuit brought on behalf of a coalition to march on the RNC 2024 seeks determination that the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC is unconstitutional. It also seeks a temporary restraining order prohibiting the city from enforcing portions of the ordinance during the RNC. And the ordinance lays out how members of the public will be able to exercise their First Amendment rights within the security footprint that will directly surround a credentials-only area where the convention activities will take place. It was approved by the Common Council and signed by Mayor Cavalier Johnson in March. Despite the event ordinance's pro forma recognition of the rights enshrined in the First Amendment, its substantive measures regulate assembly and expression with great force. Not in the great, not like great, you know, like that's great, but like great force. Oh, they shut it down with great force.
Crudy, about 24 people gathered Thursday afternoon outside the federal courthouse in downtown Milwaukee to announce the filing of the lawsuit. Omar Flores, co-chair of the Coalition to March on the RNC, accused the city of prioritizing the Republican Party over city residents who want to protest. He said their group would march its planned route, which goes right by the main convention site of Pfizer Forum. We're just asking them to do their job and allow us our First Amendment rights. Again, this march route is within sight and sound of the RNC. We're not going to be led back to their protest pens where essentially we're just going to be chanting and screaming to no one. I mean, that's really not a protest. The coalition filed a motion to expedite the court's proceedings to prevent defendants' severe violations of the First Amendment. Federal court records did not show any hearing scheduled as of midday on Thursday. The lawsuit names defendants the City of Milwaukee, Johnson, and the Department of Public Works Commissioner, Jarrell Krushkel. A spokesman for Johnson said the city was fully prepared to answer the court filings and had operated in good faith with the groups, including the plaintiffs. A quote from Jeff Fleming, a spokesman: "In fact, we have had open discussions and meeting with the litigants in this matter, including discussions just hours before the lawsuit was filed. Milwaukee takes seriously its responsibility to provide an opportunity for people to express their opinions. The city is also focused on safety for all people. And in and around the upcoming convention, we are working to maximize both those priorities. City Attorney Evan Goyke did not respond to a request for comment. That the city has not yet disclosed a demonstration march route deprives the coalition of the right to seek a meaningful judicial review of that decision and requires the coalition to now come to this court while there are still 40 days before the start of the convention. City has not released the location of the designated demonstration areas or parade route for the event. Will take place downtown Milwaukee. These demonstration spaces are expected to be within the security footprint. The spaces will be announced in about 2 weeks in concert with the U.S. Secret Service's release of the hard perimeter around these primary event sites where credentials will be required to enter. Still, much attention has been focused on Pier Marquette Park, on the west side of the Milwaukee River. The expected site of a speaker's podium, top Republicans have sought to prevent the city from using the park as a demonstration area, while the Coalition to March on the RNC has also rejected it, albeit for different reasons. The park is about two blocks from the forum, but the Coalition argued in the lawsuit that there is no line of sight to the air arena to make their voices heard to convention attendees.
Dom, separate reporting in the Journal Sentinel today, U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle was in Milwaukee today for a series of briefings ahead of the Republican National Convention that's set to kick off in fewer than 40 days. It's coming, Dom. It's coming.
Oh, man.
The national special security event will have safety measures enforced by the Secret Service, Milwaukee Police Department, the FBI, the National Guard, and outside agencies brought to the city. And several key decisions, Dom, including the outline of the finalized hard security perimeter surrounding the Pfizer Forum, where the convention will be held, have yet to be announced. So where's the news in this story, Journal Sentinel? No, I tease. Here is a little bit more. Cheadle has been under growing pressure from top Republicans to alter the hard perimeter, as Dom mentioned, to include Pier Marquette Park on the west side of the Milwaukee River. Cheadle said that the Secret Service is communicating with the RNC's Committee on Arrangements and Law Enforcement, but she did not say whether the agency will change the perimeter. I'm guessing no, not without a court order.
Right.
The blast zone. Now, this is what is being considered when they set these perimeters. A little bit more. In approximately 2 weeks, the Secret Service plans to announce its finalized plans, or maps, pardon me, of the perimeter zones for the convention. And Cheadle said there are a number of factors that go into creating the perimeter, including a blast zone assessment, and communicating with local residences and businesses to minimize disruptions. Now, a spokesperson said the blast zone assessment is based on all types of threats, including bombs, vehicles, and other things that could be become a threat to the convention. It's more than just a, you know, explosion. It's kind of a variety of threat data and protective intelligence's data. So we have no hard perimeter yet, Dom.
Not yet.
I blame
you. And we have a protest site referred to as a pen, not necessarily in sight or sound of the forum of the convention. That's not really much of a protest then, is it?
Now, we have every intention of being in Milwaukee for the RNC, just outside the hard perimeter, primarily, right?
Yes.
Doing outside the tent PNN sort of coverage. That's my intent, Tom. Do you concur, Doctor?
Yes, we concur. We concur. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. This isn't over yet. We've been talking about this protest spot for a while.
Madison sending 85 cops down to the big RNC as well. We'll talk about that.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that makes it Friday Eve up in here, Dom. We're taking phone calls. It's toll-free. Doesn't cost you nothing. 844-967-2789. Unlike Dominic, I do monitor the text line as well. They don't all get read aloud, but many of them get read in my little brain, Dom. Want to give a little more coverage to the RNC. The Secret Service still a little coy about what the hard perimeter is going to look like, whether or not you can take guns down to the Deer District. But here is something I want to bring to your attention about cops. Plans for outside police agencies still ongoing for the RNC. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said there is a very steady mutual aid agreement with outside law enforcement agencies to help the city's police department. So if you're going down to protest, just understand they all have the right to arrest you per an agreement with Tony Evers. Norman said agencies both inside and outside the state will have arrest powers based on an emergency order Governor Tony Evers issued last week. Boo. I don't want everyone. I mean, come on. I'd like to be able to say, hey, aren't you outside your jurisdiction, copper?
Right, man. Didn't the
Duke boys brother always run for the county line?
Right.
Dom, as many as 4,500 law enforcement officers from agencies outside Milwaukee could come to assist with the convention. I think, as mentioned, 85 officers coming from Madison to join the small police force of 4,500 officers that'll be there for the convention. As for what each department and agency will be doing, Norman said there's still an ongoing conversation, though he did say it's important for Milwaukee Police Department to be at the forefront. This is our community. This is the individuals that are interacting with on a daily basis. So utilizing that is the first line in regards to a response, and then find out what are the best resources to help fulfill those other responsibilities. Here's the other interesting part, Dom. There will be no specific training for this event. The police in Milwaukee, they're not being trained.
No review of de-escalation procedures.
Well, while
along those lines,
Milwaukee Police Department do have field force and de-escalation training, a spokesperson said there will not be targeted training for the department head of the RNC. Nothing special. This particular event to us is nothing different than any other event that's going on in the city of Milwaukee.
Oh, come on.
That's
an asinine statement.
At least he's not being hyperbolic. Norman, the person that said that, Dom, did say the department knows there will be protest and is considering how to adjust these to those situations and how to put their best foot forward in any interactions.
Great. What can I roadside say a whole lot of nothing?
Cavity searches, Dom?
without telling me you don't have a plan. That's not a plan. Oh, it's just another day in Milwaukee. No, man, it's not a plan. We're going to have half that city shut down. You're going to have, you know, roads closed, security perimeters. No, this isn't a typical night at Summerfest. Let alone the anti-RNCers, you know, the anti-fascists. You're going to have the fascists here as well. I mean, look what they did to the Capitol. You know, you look concerned. I'd be a little more engaging than, well, you know, we're working on it.
I'd be more concerned about the Summerfest crowds. They're drinking all day.
Oh, you don't think the RNC's drinking all day?
One more statement, Dom. This is about the event. It's about those who are attending the event. And we all want to be in the background in regards to this particular type of event. Yes, no one wants to be front and center representing the RNC in Milwaukee on behalf of the police department. Apparently, you know, they're just background players, Dom. Just small characters in the tapestry that will be the RNC MKE 2024. And we'll be outside.
Ho Chi Minh City, is that where it's at? Or they changed the picture now on their website? They got it updated?
I saw Stephen Colbert noted the same thing I noted as we had Maggie John join us the other day, that they had the wrong city on the website, the RNC website, the Republicans did, for a matter of months. And it was finally brought to their attention. It wasn't Milwaukee. And I saw this time, and I'm like, where is that? I just thought it was a stock photo of some city. But, you know,
apparently it was. It certainly wasn't Milwaukee.
Well, it wasn't. But, you know, I just see skyscrapers and stuff. I'm like, I've never seen any of those before. But it wasn't, you know, I mean, I've seen the artistic representation of the, you know, the clock and everything, the bridge. There are many identifiable things about the Milwaukee skyline.
Certainly.
And that was some Ho Chi Minh City stuff, Tom.
Come on. So
apparently they've corrected it now.
Nobody's going to the website? Nobody noticed?
Well, you know, now that we're 40 days out, they thought they'd update it with the host city.
Thank you for that.
Very nice of them.
In this also same regard, the Cap Times reporting the Madison Police Department plans to send about 85 officers to Milwaukee this July. The Madison police presence will include crowd management or riot police, motorcycle officers to assist with motorcade purposes, mounted officers to assist with anticipated protests and crowd control, and SWAT officers to provide targeted security support, according to Madison Police Department Assistant Chief Matt Tai. Tai will deploy with the group of officers and provide leadership on the ground during the event, but told the Cap Times that Milwaukee police will call the shots during the convention.
Well, at least
just
we've
got... park your car late at night in a handicapped spot sideways and be a Bucks player, you might get tased.
844-967-2789. Is that all you got to say about that, Dom?
That's all I have to say.
I mean, maybe I'm not as offended. I'm actually looking forward to the event. The RNC.
Why?
Because we never had a DNC MKE 2020. Dom, you know how personally disappointed I was.
Listen, they're both events.
The circus is coming to town. Of course I'm excited. DNC.
Oh, come on, man. I want to go see a band. I'm going to go see a country band or a punk band. Oh, hey, they're both bands. I want to go see some music. Well, no, man. They're different.
Are they different?
They are. That's country music, man.
Those are both concerts I'm not going to. But
what? Social distortion.
By contrast, come on, man. I'll go to both the RNC and the DNC. Dom, just spend less time at the RNC. Don't want to get trapped in the hardened zone for very long. Might, you know, poke my head in, take a couple of selfies on the floor like we did down at Trump's first nomination. Well, that's what we did. You know, I got on the floor and I took a couple of selfies and Make America Great Again was scrolling by on the screen, and I looked, and everyone had signed the Wisconsin contingent, whatever it is, the pendant, the little holder. It looks like something you'd be walking around with at a golf tournament to people you were 4 under par, but it said Wisconsin. And that was the other interesting note. Otherwise, the other interesting note I found, only to me, right-wing talk radio hosts were situated in a parking garage, floor after floor, Like, they had their own parking stalls. Like, each radio product was in a parking stall. But there are so many right-wing radio products in this nation that were there. In Cleveland in 2016, they needed about half a parking garage to accommodate just the row after row of white men, primarily, talking trash about Hillary Clinton. What do you think they will need to accommodate the number of righty-whitey talkers in Milwaukee, Dom? They might need half the Wisconsin Center.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, in Cleveland, Crudy, we were not in that garage.
No.
We went to the Winking Lizard.
Yeah, that was a hell of a location.
You're welcome.
We drove down to Cleveland together, and then we walked up to the chain link fence, and then we sort of worked our way back from there and said, what's the closest spot? Well, this bar looks super cool. Let's go in there.
Let's go here.
And other than that big old bar tab for the week, Dom, I felt like, you know, it was a great experience.
I didn't mind the bar tab.
We drank all the booze.
It was a great experience. My understanding after talking to the locals that the business was not what they thought it was going to be. I don't think it's going to be what many are hoping it would be, will be here in the city of Milwaukee when the RNC comes.
I think we were the most generous tippers in Cleveland that week. Right. Probably the best company as well, I suspect.
And, you know, things have changed, man. This is a different.
What has changed?
Seemingly, the Republicans, they've changed, man, from the 2016.
They were bitter in Cleveland. They'll be bitter in Milwaukee. They won't be spending their money except on male prostitutes. And what else you need to know?
They're much more violent. I mean, listen to the rhetoric, man. They're much more unhinged, unbased. They're attacking on a regular basis. The pillars of society are fundamental institutions. It is being attacked left and right. You didn't hear any of that stuff in 2016, man.
No, they were being sheepish about it.
Yes.
They were being sheepish about it.
Now what? Now they got permission. Now they're proud of it. Now they're yelling it from the rooftops. You think this is going to be the same as 2016, man? I do not think so.
Well, you think
I'm not looking forward to this. No.
You don't think the Trump crowds were full-throated locker up? I mean, Rich was pulling some sound before.
Come on, man.
I heard you play some sound, Rich, and if you can find it, just the crowd. All I need to hear is the crowd once on the locker up. I know it's in the archives. But anyways, Dom, I think your memories fade of just what it was like, because this is sound from a rally.
We walked out when Trump took that nomination. We walked out of there. Nobody was smiling.
No.
Right. All right. So you think that's going to be the same this,
Paul
this time?
Yes, absolutely. Who's going to be excited about the Trump? I mean, the guy's a 34-time convicted felon.
All of them, man. This is what they want.
I'm not clear that it is.
What do you mean you're not clear that
they're
it
all
is?
Stuck on the Trump train. It's hurtling towards disaster and they can't get off. And Casey Jones is driving that son of a gun. That's my assessment as an outsider looking in. No, I think many of them would like off the Trump train. They don't know how to get off the Trump train. They're afraid of the conductor of the Trump train and they're afraid of the other passengers on the Trump train.
Well, it doesn't help when they're afraid of their own constituents.
Play. This is what it was like in 16, Dom. You forget. Play it loud.
Locker up. Well, so.
That didn't seem very sheepish to me. That was like the happy, fuzzy GOP MAGA base from 16, Dom?
So I just want to be clear. You think this is all the same? Nothing's changed since 16 with the Republican Party. That's your position?
I think that many things echo about the history of 2016. Sadly, I am very fearful about the echoes of history I'm hearing right now because it reminds me of 2016. I think Donald Trump's being underestimated. I think the polls are being dismissed this time by the left because they don't like the outcome of the polls. Oh, Trump's winning. That can't be true. Can't trust the polls. Well, guess what? Trump might be winning right now, and the polls might be true. And I would say, if anything, they've always underestimated Trump support. And I do have a lot of issues with what's going on in our country right now. I think we're on a slow march to fascism. I think so many of our friends, broadly, I use that term broadly. I don't mean friends like you know, the people around here, they're freaking out like I'm freaking out, Dom, because they know fascism is on the march on little cat's feet, as our friend Matt Flynn would say. It's sneaking up on us. And this, the anniversary of D-Day, Haas sent me a very thoughtful letter. His mom, Annalise, watching the President of the United States today and remembering, because she was alive on D-Day. She was 18. And a lot of her friends, as her son described to us in an email today, Dom, a lot of her friends were on the wrong side of D-Day. They were on the German side of D-Day. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Yeah, I'm very concerned. I don't think it's the same old party it used to be, but I think the sentiment, oh, those MAGA supportive, Dom, they haven't changed. They haven't changed since 1941. 844-967-2789. Yeah, I called you Nazis. Come on back. Got a problem with that? Join us. Let me know why you're not.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio. Cell phone lines open for your take. 844-967-2789. Is this the same Republican Party from 2016? I don't think so. I think it's gone markedly more fascist. Right? I mean, I don't know how you can... I would imagine walking out when Trump takes that nomination, people would be cheering and happy. They weren't cheering and happy, to my recollection, when you got it in 16. It was a dark day, man. The American dream is dead. That guy.
Dom, Dina from La Crosse on the text line says, I don't know, man. Feels like the RNC is going to be a snoozer. Might be a bit of overkill for so many cops. Dana then also throws a little kicker in here. Unless CJ shows up and won't shut up, so people start beating on him. Laugh out loud. It could happen. Matt from Middleton texts in, when the last survivor of the Great War dies, the next begins. Yeah, that'd be a little concerning. Here is a thoughtful text from Chuckster. From Racine, never let a good opportunity go to waste. If the RNC is coming to town, then a show of force, the Legion of Advocating Devils, or LOAD, has to march in and tell every last one of them just where they can go. And that'd be to HE Double Hockey Sticks. That'd be hell, Dom. Go to hell.
I got it. You know, talking about this this coalition that the ACLU's filed this federal lawsuit against the city of Milwaukee for their attempts to, you know, pen up and keep out of sight and out of sound the protests. Apparently, they're going to march on the first day. You know, the coalition plans to march at noon on the first day of the convention and have an assembly with several speakers at a location within sight and sound of the RNC. If they're able to do so, certainly. It looks like the march will be noon on the first day. Curdy, we going?
Monday, July 15th. Why not?
Why not? We'll see.
The question I have is, will Donald Trump be in attendance? You know, they're building stages and contingency plans as we speak, Dom. I got some coverage from Urban Milwaukee, but finish your thought.
I'll let it go. Go ahead. What do you got for Urban Milwaukee?
The Republican National Convention is preparing a launch pad for former president and presumptive nominee Donald Trump. But will he ever see it? The former president, recent criminal conviction in the state of New York, hung over a press conference in Milwaukee Wednesday. I wonder why that would linger in the air, or the 34 felonious convictions. As RNC officials unveiled the rendering of a grand convention stage, complete with Trump's visage looking down from the main screen. like the great and powerful Oz. Just don't look behind the curtain.
Yeah, right.
Trump's sentencing hearing is scheduled for 4 days before the start of the convention. Right now, a stage 26 feet tall and 16 feet wide is being assembled at the Pfizer Forum. But the president may never walk across it. Now, they've got small p president. I would say the 34-time felon may never walk across it, as the possibility remains that he'll be incarcerated at the time of the convention.
Oh, please, God, let it be so.
That might make for an interesting little convention in Milwaukee that week. And now Donald Trump, live from cell block D.
He's got the pane of glass, got the phone, you know, talking to the crowd. You have 5 minutes, Trump.
I'm serving time for all of you.
Yes, I'm doing this for you.
Dom, here is what Michael Whatley, the RNC co-chair, right? Him and Laura Trump had to say, we will obviously make contingency plans if we need to, but we're not going to cross that bridge until we get there. Yeah. Now, Dom, the stage, the centerpiece of the convention, will include more than 1,200 HD LED lights, according to Anne Hathaway, chair of the RNC Committee on Arrangements. Whatley reassured reporters the RNC is expecting Trump to walk across in person. I can't even plan a debate party, man. You telling me you're going to guarantee the old man's crossing the stage? You can't make that guarantee. We expect President Trump will be here to accept the nomination. We're very excited about that. Now, Trump will be sentenced July 11th for 34 felony counts of falsifying business records related to a six-figure hush money payment to porn actress Stormy Daniels, intended to protect his 2016 campaign for the presidency. Whatley, the co-chair guy, indicated the criminal trial and conviction had been great for Trump's campaign. No one else would ever make that claim. They would just resign in disgrace, or
every Republican is
slide off to Mar-a-Lago.
This is great. Look all the money they're taking in. Look at all the people that are coming out of the woodwork to support Donald Trump. This is great for our campaign. That, I mean, up is down, left is right.
Dominic, what we've seen over the course of the last year, certainly within the last 6-8 weeks that we've had this trial up in New York, it has absolutely galvanized his support among the Republican Party. We right now, we're showing 90 to 95% of all Republicans support President Trump. And what we saw in terms of support for him coming out of the trial and the verdict was absolutely massive. Whatley touted the $140 million in donations from 2 million donors during the month of May while the former president's criminal trial was playing out. The Republican Party is absolutely unified, Whatley said. And we're very excited about being here in Milwaukee on that stage to nominate President Trump and have him be the standard bearer going into the general election. You know what?
Oh, my.
I'm also a little excited about the 34-time convicted standard bearer for the Republican Party, and I would wonder what effect that will have down ticket. They merged all their agendas, Dom.
They're all great, man.
A happy hour is coming next. More Devil's Advocates. And Steve Bannon going to prison. Suck it, Steve.